Today is the start of the Aboriginal Power Cup Carnival, the culmination of a high school program that uses football to encourage Aboriginal students to attend school and engage them in their studies. Daniel Fitzgerald reports.
Over 350 football-loving Aboriginal students have gathered at Adelaide's Alberton Oval from secondary schools all over South Australia for a three-day football carnival. They've all been participating in the Aboriginal Power Cup in their schools since February, a program that has been running for the past 6 years and uses football to improve school attendance and engagement in high school Indigenous students. Darren Adamson is the General Manager of Power Community Limited and has been a part of organising the carnival.
Today's a bit of a reward where all students come together and they play a football carnival, Thursday and Friday, Alberton Oval, and then they play a final at Amy Stadium on Saturday before the Tower Geelong game.
So, as a school subject, what does the Aboriginal Power Cup hope to achieve?
The Aboriginal Power Cup is a SACE unit, so it's been written for students in years 10, 11 and 12, and we're using football as a vehicle to engage students but also encourage them to complete their year 12. So these students form their own football teams and throughout the year have to complete a range of curriculum tasks as a team. So they work together to submit the assignments, and every 2 weeks they have a project that contributes to them running their team. So they do things like create their own team name, design their own guernseys, write their own team songs, they prepare media releases, they determine their own rules and responsibilities, and they package all of this as part of the SACE unit. And then the students who meet all of the curriculum requirements and also have a really high school attendance rate are awarded with the trip to Adelaide. So that's today. Over 35 schools and 350 students here today and coming together to participate in the carnival.
So where are the kids from? Some of them are from the far north and regional Australia?
Yeah, so we've got an even balance of 8 country teams and 8 city teams, but our country teams are from Ceduna, Cooper Pedy, Wayala, Port Augusta, Port Pirie. We've got some students from the APY lands who are involved in the Wiltshire program here playing. So a really good mix. And then some of the smaller schools like Udna Dadda have representation as well. So some of their students have joined in with Cooper Pedy. So if certain schools don't have enough students, they can still participate and we'll put them into a team and they'll still work in that team to complete the curriculum requirements.
So as you said, the Aboriginal Power Cup it's about improving school attendance for young Aboriginal kids. How successful has that been?
Yeah, it's been really good. So in the first year, 6 years ago, we had an immediate impact. So school attendance across all the schools we were dealing with for the students increased by 23%. We've set now a benchmark that students must attend at least 80%, so 4 days a week to get to the carnival. So the schools are meeting that. They're going to school. They're obviously completing their curriculum tasks. And what we're finding is schools are being very strict. So there are certain students that didn't turn up today to the carnival because the school made the decision that their attendance or their schoolwork was not suitable, and so they didn't get to make the trip. So we're finding it's having a really good impact, and that's shown every year with the number of students increasing. So last year we had 286 students, and this year we're at 350.
And there's men's and women's teams as well?
Yeah, equal balance. In fact, this year I think we've got a few more girls. So we've got 16 male teams and 16 female teams, but really good female representation, and we're finding that they love their footy. These girls obviously grow up loving the game but haven't really had the opportunity to play, so they love learning about the game and they're as equally passionate about performing over this 3 days and making it through to the final.
Marcellus Analunga, a student from John Pirie High School in Port Pirie, says that not only has he enjoyed meeting new people and playing football through the program, but his grades have improved as well.
Program's really good. It helps students to get to school more as well as help them with the schoolwork. And besides, after my grades are up because of the mentors and help that the support I get.
And how's your footy team going at the moment?
We lost 2 games already, but we're getting better and better as a team.
Marcellus Analunga, a student from Port Pirie, participating in the Aboriginal Power Cup, ending that report by The Wire's Daniel Fitzgerald.